This program is paid for by Good Vibes Media.
Coming to you from a wrong turn off Route 66. Somewhere in the Sonoran Desert, it's James Out West, featuring Ryan Rooks.
Good morning, Phoenix and friends. How are we doing, ladies and gentlemen? James Out West in the studio today with Ryan Rooks, Thursday the 22nd of September 2022. We have football this evening. The bottom dwellers of my current division are playing each other. And if you would have heard the conversation yesterday, last night, during our kids' band concert at the high school, shout out Highland High Band, Steelers fan, John, down the street, myself, obviously, you happen to know if you listen to this that I'm a Browns fan. Maybe I've mentioned it once or twice.
All roads
lead to Cleveland. Well, let me tell you this. Well, this leads to, this guy is my favorite Steelers fan of all time because he hates his coach.
Okay.
He hates the team. He hates the offense.
So he hates Tomlin?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. He's like, he's never been able to pick an offensive coordinator, never been able to have to do this and that and the other. He's never been able. Well, Matt Canada stinks. The guy before him stunk. He's right in that regard. I mean, I think he's just, I would take Tomlin in a heartbeat right now, and I think 26 other teams would as well.
Yeah, I do think the offensive coordinator, I mean, even Snoop put out a video saying that we need to get rid of the offensive coordinator. It was an old video, but he was actually...
It was relevant still.
Yes, so it still applied.
I mean, he might have been talking about Todd Haley back then, who knows. Actually, but Haley.
You
Haley
guys right. also aren't showing up. I mean, I know Bro. That we expected this, 11-week suspension for Deshaun.
But I think I time, figured even, we would be 2-0. To lose the way they did.
Yep.
The ineptitude of the defense, of just poor decision, leaning to what we talked about on Monday, one of the most ridiculous, unequivocally inexcusable losses in the history of football, and it's happened twice, and both times it was the Cleveland Browns.
Yeah, and you, if he would... If
in my lifetime, too. This isn't like, oh, it was like 60 years ago, and then again. No, this was in 04 against the Bears. Shout out Mercadantes.
I feel for you, man. Like, it's you're in a spot to where you had so much hope in the last 2 years. Like, maybe 3 years.
Yeah,
and
really.
And, like, as a Niners fan, like, I keep just getting there. So it's like almost, do you want to be you where you don't get there? Or do you want to get to the NFC Championship or the Super Bowl?
No, yeah, I'd rather get there and lose than not get there at all.
I would too, but I'm just saying. I just said it.
I mean, so tonight's game, obviously, 8:15 Eastern. So for all you East Coast folks, a little late night game.
So, and you guys had a players only meeting today.
Yesterday. And that was, week two, week three. But if it has to be said and has to be done, then it has to be said and has to be done. I didn't like the fact that I saw zero emotion out of Kevin Stefanski. I didn't see zero emotion out of Kevin Stefanski. I didn't see a meltdown on the sideline. I would have loved to have seen my coach go over and kick the Gatorade bucket the fuck over. I would have loved to have seen them go in and him rip. Break the the surfaces, the Microsoft surfaces. Shout out Tim Cook, I think. No, is Tim Cook Apple? It doesn't matter. Either way, those things stink. Smash those things. Give her the iPads. Who gives a shit? Gone. I would have loved to have seen some emotion. I'd have loved to have seen him rip into the defensive secondary. Not even go after the coach. Go after the players. Get in their face. Show some emotion, bro. There was zero. And I understand you're a reserve, but there's a time and place. And if there was any time or place, that would have been the time and place. It was the fucking New York Jets, 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 Jets. Joe Flacco looking like 2004 Joe Flacco. Can't have it. Can't have it. In the words of your great, illustrious head coach, Mike Singletary, can't win with it. Can't win with it. And 100% can't win if you can't get a guy that's going to get you. That doesn't get your blood boiling, bro. And I've never thought this, but my buddy George is right. Kevin how does he say it? But it's hard. Stasuksky. Right now.
I am loving everything.
It's a new week. We're playing the Steelers. Rigmarole will happen. I'm going to have to listen all day to... They're going to recap this game. I don't even know if I'm going to watch the pregame. Just get me to the game. Give me the coin toss and let's get it on. This game, 70% of the money is on the Steelers. And the Browns are 5.5 point favorites. 5.5 point favorite. I don't like that. I'm still taking Cleveland.
Right now it's minus four and the over-under's 38.
I'm taking Cleveland.
I love this because you wouldn't want to. You didn't want to talk about this on Monday when we were on the radio on 1060. No. So you just let out a lot of emotion. I think that that's hilarious. There's a lot to what you just said. I don't think we need to dig in too much into
it. No, we already went over it.
Yes. So I will say that I'm intrigued with this game tonight.
Okay.
I am also taking you tonight.
I don't like that.
I think this is a must-win game.
It is.
And if you guys show up and actually win this game, I think you guys have enough talent on paper that where this 0-2 team is going to beat the 1-1 team. One and one. But to take, you guys have to win.
Yeah, I agree.
And I believe there's more talent on your team than the yes. Steelers.
Offensive line is better. Running backs are better.
I do believe more in Tomlin, but I don't believe in the offensive coordinator. So
yeah, it's like, where who's calling the plays?
So let's see what Chubb can do. Let's see what your offense can do. Put it down, like, be the Browns that you want to be. So I'm taking the Browns. And I've never been this like hyped for you guys, but it's a Thursday night. And it's
I think Nick Chubb has never had – I think he's played the Steelers seven times. I don't think he's ever had less than 85 yards rushing. Like, the dude's just a – he's a stalwart. He's going to probably just if they're smart, pound the rock, run with all of your guys.
Control the clock.
And do not give Pittsburgh a chance to get any sort of mojo going. Because I feel like the defensive team psyche is a little fragile right now, considering what just happened.
Oh, yeah.
Denzel Ward got dunked on Sunday. Bad by another Ohio State guy. It was Ohio State on Ohio State crime.
Okay.
Garrett Wilson laid the smacketh on that secondary.
We've spent too much time on Steelers Browns. This is ridiculous.
Well, I mean, it is the game that is tonight, so usually you focus that game first. Oh, but if it was the 49ers.
Oh.
Anyways, moving on. We got
interesting games.
The stolen Browns, Baltimore Ravens are at New England. New England's a 3.5-point dog at home. Usually like home dogs, but frankly, New England's not very good right now. They don't know their offensive identity. Their defense is mediocre, medium, average. They're going to have to the quarterback, but Lamar's a different kind of cat.
Well, what happened to the Ravens? They just lost to Miami and put 21 points in the fourth quarter?
28
and six mm-hmm. touchdowns.
I mean, yeah, but that wasn't against wasn't against Lamar Jackson. And last time I checked, Mac Jones doesn't have Tyreek Hill, doesn't have Waddle, doesn't have the offensive prowess that Miami does right now. It's Mac Jones and a bunch of guys.
Last time I checked, it matters if you win or lose, and that defense let that happen. So it's not saying it's on Lamar. Like, I mean, speaking of Lamar, this is my fun, crazy stats. Lamar Jackson's the fastest player to get to 10,000 career passing yards and 3,500 rushing yards. He did this in 59 games. Michael Vick is second. He did it in 143 games.
Yeah.
That's fucking crazy. This boy, pay this man. Not a boy. Let me take this back. This man deserves to get paid.
Mm-hmm.
Come on. Like, Jesus.
Well, hold on.
That Ravens defense is getting
paid. We've talked about this earlier. You seem to be the only one that keeps bringing it up. Are they talking about his contract situation more? Because he said, I'm not going to deal with it until after the season. So I haven't heard anybody on Good Morning Football or Pat McAfee or any of them bring up the fact that pay him. They all know. It's just get the work done. So I'm glad that nobody's saying anything about it because it really doesn't matter. He's going to get paid by somebody. He'll either get paid by them via franchise tag if they don't get a significant deal done that is what he wants. And I think he'd be just fine, Kirk Cousins in it, and playing under the franchise tag of 38, 42, 47, and then making 60 a year somewhere else.
I have my peoples. I know my things. No, I don't.
But all right, Baltimore minus 3.5?
No, what I'm saying is I bet you I would be willing to bet he's paid by Thanksgiving.
They're not going to. Okay, then bet that because they're not going to get a deal done this season.
Well, then let's see if that's available. Like, is
that? No, not on that. Between me and you, they're not getting a deal done.
Okay, that's fair. All right, what do you want to talk? So, yeah, I'm taking the Ravens all day. This is not a hard question.
Now, probably the morning game of the week if there is one, I'd imagine, would be this Buffalo at Miami because of what Miami did. 2-0, hot start. Everybody expects them to be good. They have so far showed out. Granted, not until the fourth quarter of week two. But needless to say, they're going up against a juggernaut in division. I mean, they're a 5.5-point home dog. And again, we love home underdogs. But when you're playing Buffalo, who's rolling on all cylinders, what did they say? Somebody brought it up. I think it was Good Morning Football that brought it up. Like, they're like a college team right now. Like, they're dominating.
They're putting up like the 45, 50 points. Like,
they're dominating at every facet of the game.
I mean,
they're locked in.
They're making it look easy. I mean, Diggs, it's ridiculous. They are the number one team, but you also do have Tua, who's the number one leader in passing yards so far. You can't take away from that Miami's offense. Same point.
A lot of money's on the Buffalo Bills.
Like you said, a juggernaut. I think you're about to run into a wall. There is a lot of money. And normally when we talk about this, we always say float the other way, right?
Yeah, which is what makes both the Baltimore game, because they got 70% of the money on them, and Buffalo have 71% of the money on them. But I'm going to go with Buffalo in this, obviously. I think they cover. I think Miami is a good team. We're going to see how good they are.
Yeah.
Because if they keep this game close and or win this game, people will really take them seriously.
If they even keep it close and they lose at the end, like let's say a field goal.
Yeah, if you're
or
going
12
rounds with the champ, and I know they're not the champs yet, but they're projected to be and they're playing as such.
Yeah.
They're the best team in football right now.
Hey, everybody gets knocked down. Like,
and granted, it's only week three. Come talk to us in 8 weeks from now.
But I'm still absolutely taking the Bills. All right, what do you want to do next?
Now we've got Cincinnati Bengals, who is in desperate need of a victory, at the New York Football Jets.
Oh, the team that
beat, Jets a 4.5-point. 4.5-point. yes. Home dog again. A lot of home dogs.
This is crazy.
But look at who they're playing. Granted, since the Jets have played tough in both games they played. Yes.
They look better than I think that a lot of people. Same thing with Detroit.
At the same time, we know what they had to have happen to get the victory that they got.
Correct.
Cincinnati struggling. The fact that they lost to Cooper Rush and the Dallas Cowboys in the manner in which they did. They haven't looked good all year.
No.
They addressed the offensive line, but it hasn't come to fruition
yet.
But
they haven't addressed
it.
Right,
you're right. They went out and made moves. They haven't shown up yet.
But Joey Burrow is still getting killed. So.
And the Jets, I think their little magic ran out last week. I think they got what they got. I'm going to take Cincinnati to get right in this game. I suspect they will cover. I mean, the Browns were covering until a minute and 55 seconds, so anything's possible. But I think it's safe to say Cincinnati will get their first victory of the year against the Jets, put the Jets back where they're supposed to be at the bottom of the NFL. Not much more to say about this unless they lose.
That's a good way of putting it. So here's what I'm going to say. Cincinnati's not right. The offensive line, like we just talked about, we just went over a lot of things. I think that they will get their stuff going, but I don't. I never, ever, ever pick the Jets. But I like Robert Saleh. I do believe that what the Jets are doing is actually, this is going to be an upset, and I'm taking the Jets with the points.
4.5, okay.
Yeah.
Now, this next game. Sorry, Pat. So you guys coming off of a horrible Monday night showing. You have a division. I guess I won't say rival. They're in your division, but Detroit has stunk forever. But they've been playing good football this year.
Dan Campbell has
They've been playing hard football. They play to the last. Knocks. Yeah.
What is it? Grit? Grind? What is there? Oh, whatever it is. Anyways.
-6.5. Now, the Vikings should be able to get right, get back. It's a 1 o'clock game, run of the mill, afternoon. Detroit's coming to your house. You need to show up because of what happened last week. You know, Kurt doesn't have, I don't know what the stats are, but I'm assuming if he has the bad game like he had on Monday, he usually doesn't follow it up with another.
Correct, yeah.
So with that being said, Detroit will keep it close.
And they're at home, right?
And so, this is in Minnesota.
Yeah.
61% of the money is on Detroit at +6.5.
Oh, absolutely taking the Vikings.
I'm taking the Vikings at -6.5.
Yes, this is going to be a get-back game.
I'll tell you this. If the Minnesota Vikings don't show up here, I will not. I will not caution on their side of error and again for the rest of the year.
Give a lot of love to Detroit because we were even talking about Vikings as possibly a Super Bowl contender.
Right.
And bringing them up in the way that they lost that last game and then coming into here.
Well, they also threw two interceptions in the end zone. Kurt threw two in the end zone.
That's part
if that
of the
goes
game.
The other way, let's say one ends in a touchdown and one of those ends in a field goal. Correct. You know what I'm saying? 17-24, that 24 might not have happened because off of one of those. So, like, the game is really that close, yet it didn't look that close.
Last week had probably, what, maybe eight of those? Like, it could have been.
Yeah.
Should have been.
Now,
why?
Now, this next game, nobody wants to talk about this next game. The Houston Texans are at the Chicago Bears, okay? Shout out Mercadantes, your Chicago Bears, which, by the way, we'll get a picture of it. I did receive in the mail. Shout out from the uncles. If you take a look up there, Rooks, you see that right there? That new Wheaties box in the plastic right there?
The new one. Okay.
It is a new, it's a Walter Payton. It is a, I think it's got a poster inside it. Obviously,
look
I'm never
at you
gonna open
expanding.
It up.
You're allowing me
that's
to
that's all Chicago.
Some...
Look, dude, I've got six Wheaties boxes. Three are Mike and two are Walter.
I do see the elf as well.
I've had that. See, he's been around a while. That bottle of wine's been there for a while. Never, Brownie the elf.
Now that
it's relevant. Yeah. But yes, I got that. Shout out my, hey, my dude, George, him and his wife, Lauren, sent that to me. I appreciate
Niners
it.
Things in here.
I got stuff in here, dude, okay. Of other teams. It's not all. Matter of fact, it's almost more, if you took the combination of everything, it's more not Cleveland stuff than Cleveland stuff. If you actually took a look at it, it's more not Cleveland stuff than Cleveland stuff. I got Phoenix Sun stuff. I got Ohio State. We got another Phoenix Sun. A lot of Phoenix Suns up there. I have a Shaq Attack Pack. We got a Pepsi bottle that's the America's team from the 70s, the Dallas Cowboys. I have a lot of stuff up there. Look, Tampa Bay Buccaneers pennant right there. St. Louis Cardinals.
Okay, so I can appreciate you do have a lot of other stuff. I'm telling you, there's no way that Cleveland Browns overrule. Like, there's everyone.
I have an Aaron Rodgers jersey.
Come on, okay. No, I appreciate it. Yeah, you've been on Aaron Rodgers' dick for like
hey
years.
Now.
So
hey.
Let's...
All listen, right. He's not doing any favors this year, all right? I'm 0-2 in every fantasy league this year.
Okay. Yeah, I
know. 0-2 in every one of them, four.
Yep. I'm 1-1.
So
it sucks.
And it's not even close. My team stinks. It's whatever.
So you're taking Chicago?
Yeah, I'm taking Chicago -2.5, and I don't feel good about that. But
why?
I will say this.
You don't believe, so Justin Fields made some stupid comments. Apologize for him.
I'm more thinking about Chicago's able to run against Green Bay. Dave Montgomery had 122 yards rushing. We had Khalil Herbert had like 40 yards rushing on like five carries. It was, you know what I'm saying? Like there was the ability of Chicago able to run, and Houston's given up running as well. I'm going to go with Chicago's defense and at home in the running attack more than Houston. I know Lovie Smith coming back to Chicago. Chicago plays tough. 68% of the money's on Chicago, so I really don't like that. But if I have to,
you're taking Chicago.
I'm taking Chicago. And because we make every damn pick, I'm taking Chicago, but I wouldn't be surprised.
I wouldn't bet on this. I'm not putting
this wouldn't
in.
Be a survivor pool pick by any stretch of the means.
No.
Now, this next
not.
One might be. But.
But with Texans, they've been surprising this year. So, like, we do have to show that respect.
They played Denver tough, and obviously they played Indy to a tie.
So,
then Indy got shut out by Jacksonville, so we're not sure what that says.
But they haven't had a win, and the Bears have. So
we're going with Chicago.
Yep. All right, what's next?
Well, this would be the game, I guess, if I'm taking a survivor pick. You didn't think this would be it, but Kansas City at Indy. Again, 1 o'clock kick on the
this
East Coast.
This would be your survivor pick?
At this point, Indy doesn't show me anything. Indy's a +6.5. Kansas City's well-oiled machine right now. If I'm going off a chalk... They're a touchdown underdog at home for a team that's supposed to be competitive for the AFC against another AFC team. 83% of the money is on Kansas City.
Yep.
83% of the money, because that's a big number, +6.5. I just don't – look, Kansas City can score 40. Indianapolis hasn't been able to score.
So true, but I could just see this being that, like, where the defense...
You'd hope so, but I really think that Indy's in full panic mode. I don't think this comes out well, and unfortunately, the Indianapolis Colts are going to be 0-2-1.
As much as I want to disagree with you, I'm taking Kansas City.
Yeah, you got to take Kansas City with this. I mean, their offense is flying around. They found the running game, a nice combination of Clyde Edwards-Helaire and Pacheco, And, you know, and obviously the little, you know, underhand skivvies that they throw to Travis Kelce that counts as a running, you know, all of that stuff. So on turf, so now it's they're faster.
I'm going to trust in Mahomes more than with what you're going to say with this old man. Like, come on.
Now, this next game.
Okay.
So we're both Kansas City. It's
yes.
Okay.
Covering.
This next game is again, there's been a few must wins so far. The must win in Cleveland and in Pittsburgh is one of them for what it means for both teams' chances of maybe being able to make the playoffs or be relevant in December, because that's really what matters. The Las Vegas Raiders losing the way they did at home actually needed to go on the road. They need to be away from that stadium to get the bad juju off of it. Going to Tennessee, who also badly needs a victory.
Yes.
They are a 2.5-point home dog.
I mean, 0-2 for both.
And it is with shout out Bowers. I'm riding with the Raiders.
So,
here.
I have a story.
Because I trust Derek Carr more than Ryan Tannehill. I said that slow because I'm saying it to myself. But remember, a couple years ago, all them fantasy boys in the Badger League out there talking about Ryan Tannehill's elite, Ryan Tannehill's elite, Ryan. What's up now?
Well, we'll see.
Who's right? No, no, no.
But you can't.
What has Ryan Tannehill done? He had one good year 3 years ago. I never said Derek Carr was elite.
Okay.
This is where the conversation.
But you just said that you're going to take him.
In this regard, dude, they pulled Tannehill on Monday night.
I'm not disagreeing with you, but I'm just bringing up the question because I do think that
the Raiders' run games looked good.
Yep. And they have better receivers.
And it spurts,
they have a better team.
Yes.
I do believe. The Titans have been to, like, they're making playoffs. They're making AFC championships. They've done it, but they always fail. Not always, but they have. Lately.
Well, they haven't won a Super Bowl, and they haven't been to one.
So, yes,
they fail.
I was really questionable on this game because I can see both teams being 0-2.
58% of the money's on the Raiders, so it's not a big.
They're not the Browns, so they're not having players meetings yet. But they
may want to. They may want to.
But I can absolutely see the fever and, like, the fire that will just come out of both of these teams. I hit up my uncle.
Okay.
Who are you going to choose? He says, Titans.
Oh, like, he's a defeated Raiders fan?
I'm like, really? I'm like, you're giving it up? And he's just, I'm like, wow, after looking at the beat writers this week, I'm actually going to take the Raiders. And I'm so surprised that you're going to tell me that you're going to take the Titans. And he's probably shocked. I'm sorry if I said this on air and embarrassed you, but it is what it is. But what ultimately made me decide is if you look for the points for and the points against, so the differential, Tennessee's in last place and they're minus 35, so 27-62 points for, points against. The Raiders are minus 11, 42-53. That made me decide. So, like, when I'm looking at stuff, and just so you guys know, when we break things down, we have our own kind of ways of the way we look at things, you know, if we're going to fade or see what the public's betting, but I look at a lot of the stats. That's what made me ultimately decide. I'm taking the Raiders.
Yeah.
Even though it's minus two, I think that that's a field goal game.
So hope it falls on our side. Now, this game really doesn't matter to either of us, so we're going to go real quick. Saints at Carolina. Baker Mayfield has looked like Baker Mayfield. Surprise, surprise. They're a 2.5-point dog at home. New Orleans is a better team, even though they didn't really. Last week was, I mean, it's you almost have to throw it out the window because it's Tampa Bay, but two divisional games in a row. Dennis Allen, I have the boys ready. I'm taking New Orleans Saints. I don't think there's much else to talk about.
I think the Saints are going to be fired up. They, after losing with what happened with Tampa Bay and that situation, you know, even with Lattimore and May and Evans and, yeah, easy, I think, easy decision.
Now, the last morning game or early afternoon for East Coasters, Philadelphia Eagles coming off a dominant performance Monday night against the Minnesota Vikings. Sorry, Pat, and sorry, Block family. Sorry, Jane. Everybody, I know that are Vikings fans. It was awful. Pat had no juice in the studio. He was defeated, sitting there very upset, as I would be, because there was, like I said, there were basically two throws away from that game being very competitive. That's the difference in the NFL. This week, at Washington, division rival, Carson Wentz is Carson Wentz. There's 66% of the money's on Philly. Almost call them the Commodores. Sure. The Commanders.
Don't worry.
At plus six and a half at home, as much as you love home dogs, it's who they're playing. And they're playing the Philadelphia Eagles that I do think is rolling on all cylinders. We've seen crazier things happen. This is Carson Wentz against his old team. Yada, yada, yada. Woobity, woobity, hoo. Who gives a shit? Philadelphia Eagles should roll in this game. I'll take Fly Eagles Fly minus a 6.5. Because in the fourth quarter, Carson Wentz will do something in which he will put them so far behind the eight ball that it will not matter.
So we know that like Carson Wentz will either like show up and have the biggest game of his life or against the Eagles.
Or he'll throw 27 picks.
Correct. And with this, we know the Eagles are good. Jalen Hurts is on a roll. Like, he looks good. This game is going to be interesting because it is in division, and the Commanders, the Washington team, the other name that there used to be, they need this win. They're just not a good team, though. There's no way I see
Philly's defense is swarming.
Yeah.
They're Philly's, suffocating.
I'm taking Philly.
Washington has good receivers. And Washington has a decent – they're just not there yet.
Yeah,
hence the 6.5. It is what it is.
And you ain't going to do it with wins.
Morning slate is over. We're going to jump into the afternoon. Now, this game, because of the injury to Justin Herbert, who is playing. They're at home against Jacksonville. Jacksonville's been playing
cartilage?
Tough.
Is that
7.5 points at home. Favorite. 64% of the money's on them. I mean, obviously, the caveat, if Justin Herbert comes out of this game, Jacksonville will have a legitimate chance of winning this game. Okay? Other than that happening, they do not stand a chance. The Chargers should cover as long as they can keep Herbert protected and he gets rid of the ball quicker and they rely on the running game a little bit more. So I could see this not being that big of an issue as long as they can keep him upright, because he took a beating last week and he's sore and he's got to throw and he's going to throw. And they'll probably shoot him up a little bit, although I don't know if I'd want that doctor shooting him up. Last quarterback got shot up in that was Tyrone Taylor, and he's suing the team.
Stabbed in the lungs.
He's suing the team.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Okay, so here's what's interesting. So what, it was cracked cartilage, correct? So
yeah.
It's not a rib. It's in between the ribs, so it's still going to hurt, but it sounds like he's throwing okay. You know he's just going to take a shot for this week. He's going to get a shot in his rib. It's going to numb the entire thing. It's a matter of fact of if Jacksonville gets to him. So his offensive line needs to show up and protect him, or he needs to get rid of that ball real quick, because if he gets hit again,
they'll probably be working a lot out of shotgun.
Yes, and they will probably be also handing it off or doing a lot of.
You'd hope so, but drops. Then again, you know, a lot of these coaches, and we have one that likes to be outsmart them. Like, you know what? They're not going to expect me to throw it 60 times.
And they also have a coach that is risky and likes to go for it.
Yep, so, but know your players, know your
Jacksonville
personnel.
Jacksonville is not the same team they were last year. They look a lot better. I'm not going to doubt them, but I'm going to trust in Herbert. I have to. I can't give it to.
And it's at home. I'm just going to roll with it. The next matchup, Atlanta, who played tough last week. They came back, roaring back, and almost got a victory last week.
Yeah.
At Seattle, who obviously is playing better football.
Then we thought.
They still stink. 64% of the money's on Seattle. It's a 1.5 point. It's a pick 'em game. They're a 1.5 point favorite at home. Really, Atlanta's favorite at this point, because there's on neutral territory. Atlanta would be favored. So take that with what you will. Seattle 12 man. I'm gonna go with. I mean, I guess I trust. Ooh, this is weird to say. Never thought I'd ever say this. I trust Geno Smith more than I trust Marcus Mariota. Now, that's not because I would trust Marcus Mariota. I just never thought that I put those two together in a relevant sentence, but here we are. I took Seattle minus 1.5. Sound like an old Jewish man.
Yes.
You know, it's whatever.
Hey, it's where you make the money, right?
But Seattle could be 2-1.
That's how it goes. Like,
but this, Seattle could be 2-1 at the end of this, and that matters to them, and they know that, and they're rallying. And I think Atlanta doesn't really – I think Atlanta's okay with losing. I mean, you're not okay with losing, but I think you know where I'm going with this.
Yes, I know. All right. But it's still.
All right. Sorry, CJ. We're going to move on.
Okay.
So now.
But yeah, I'm taking Seattle. Yeah. Like, this.
It just makes sense.
I wouldn't bet this game, but I'm taking Seattle.
Yeah, agreed. Now, Battle of the Bays, Green Bay, Tampa Bay. In Tampa Bay, a little hot and muggy, I'm assuming. 60% of the money is on Tampa Bay. They're a 2.5 point favorite at home without Mike Williams, probably without Chris Godwin. Offensive line is banged up. Tom Brady looks like a raisin. He looks so dehydrated. Do you see the picture of his face? Tell me, dude, he's had work done. Your face isn't sculpted like that. His face actually looks like a skull, like a skeleton face.
If you look from 22 years ago,
he looks like Scar from The Lion King.
Oh my gosh.
Actually, look at it and then look at that picture. You know exactly what I'm talking about, bro.
He looks like, what is it, Skeleton from
Skeletor?
Skeletor.
From He-Man Master of the Universe. Shout out, I have the power. Damn straight. Yes. But he won't have the power this week, my friend. Green Bay on the road. This is a much needed game for them more so. Not because Tampa Bay is just 2-0, but Tampa Bay is one ugly. Tom's not the same Tom because, frankly, they're going to have less weapons this week. I understand Tom can rally the troops, but yeah. Green Bay. He is the ayahuasca king.
Okay.
Aaron Rodgers is 1-3 against Tom.
Okay.
Last time he beat him was like 2009 or something ridiculous like that. So not that any of that really matters, just for some relevance here. But Green Bay is going to get it clicking, and I think it happens this week. I'm taking them as 2.5-point dogs.
So here's my thing. If I put this in perspective, and this is like such going to be such a close game because if Mike Evans was in the game, I would automatically take it. And I have so much fucking love for Mike Evans protecting his quarterback and taking down two men like that.
Yeah, but he also just doesn't. We talked about this. They genuinely dislike each other.
That's even better.
So that's where it stems from. But he might have cost his team a valuable victory.
But he actually restructured his deal for a one-year deal this year, so he lost less money than he would have for a one game. It's kind of funny the way it all worked out. But anyways, here's the thing. If I'm putting myself in this, it's ayahuasca versus a husband who's dealing with a woman that you've been married to and you got to get through, right?
He's got a lot of personal stuff that could be affecting.
I have never done ayahuasca, but I do know that if I'm pissed off, I'm going to perform better. You put me in a situation where I can.
Yeah, but if you don't have the ponies, dude, and Tampa Bay doesn't have the horses to throw to this week.
It's Tom Brady, homie. Yeah,
I understand, but they don't have that.
Either way.
They don't have that depth.
I'm taking Tom Brady.
Okay, so you're going to Tampa Bay. That's smart on you.
Both ways.
Feel free. We've got the next. Now, this game. Oh,
this is going to be.
In division.
Must
Cardinals coming off of a high, but yet I'm sure when they looked at the film, we had no business winning that game.
Yep.
We still have a lot of things to fix.
What did I say? Murray
and we're at home against the LA Rams, who have owned us essentially.
Yep.
We're a 3.5-point dog at home.
But it's the Rams.
Now, with that being said, did the Rams look like world beaters? Not so much, but until proven otherwise, and 60% of the public agrees, Rams own the Cardinals. I'm going Rams on the road, -3.5. I don't like picking against the home team, obviously, but in this situation, I mean, it just makes sense. Coming off of, like I said, the victory that they got in overtime, all of that happening, their offense still doesn't look good. Kyler still doesn't look good. Defense, basically...
Kyler doesn't look good to you?
No.
Okay.
No. Not at all.
The Rams don't look good.
No, that's true. I agree.
So
I agree, but I'll take Rams defense over Cardinals defense. And I'll take Matt Stafford right now and their offense over Kyler and Cardinals offense. Now, that might be changed at the end of the season, but right now when their number one target... Like, tell me who the number one target is for Arizona, and it's probably Zach Ertz.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not saying...
And that's fine if it was Zach Ertz 2014.
Okay. But here's the thing.
Or AJ Green 2014.
We're not in week 8, week 15, week 16, week 17, the biggest league. Now we're what, in this?
What, are the Cardinals 1-1?
I'm telling you, with a healthy Murray, you give a better chance. I'm betting on the Cardinals.
Hold on, you're telling me with a healthy Kyler Murray, you have a better chance than the Rams do of winning, and the Rams just won the Super Bowl.
Because I've seen their team. Because they lost Von Miller, OBJ.
Okay.
They lost
They gained Allen Robinson.
Correct. Has he done much?
Give me a receiver for Arizona that's done anything.
Exactly. But Murray's doing it. So if you win again, I'm just saying.
You had to have a complete total meltdown.
I can't, like.
To get the victory.
The stats aren't there, but if you put eyes on both.
Week one, they got blown out. Offense looked like trash.
You put eyes
week
on
two,
both
offense
teams.
Looked like trash.
And the Rams looked amazing?
No, not saying that either.
Did they get. Okay. I'm taking the Cardinals. It's fine. We'll move forward.
All right. Well, now we have the Sunday night game.
No, I mean, does this matter?
I mean, it should to you. Denver, a 1.5 home dog against San Francisco. Obviously, the Niners have history with Russell Wilson. Jimmy G starting. I mean, I took San Francisco. It's not even a question to me. With that being said, watch this be a Russell Wilson for the ages. Let's ride. Go Hawks. The whole thing. Circa. Legion of Boom days. Could happen.
What's going to
happen? San Francisco's a better team. Jimmy G, the equivalency as far as that's concerned, is Jerry G. I almost said Judge Judy. Oh, my God. Is Jerry Judy, Judge Judy, Judy Denton, it doesn't matter. Is he playing or not? Because that's going to matter. Their run game now, we'll say Denver's run game has proven that you can work a two-back system and it actually be effective in both real life and fantasy. I understand that. So is this you're going to let it loose a little bit? Is Denver's defense going to be able to get after? Is Denver's defense going to be after? That's what I'm saying. So I'm taking San Francisco minus 1.5. 62% of the money's on San Francisco. I will say this, though. Last week, I stunk in picks. My fantasy football, I haven't won in four leagues. I'm 0-8, essentially. And everything I've been picking, especially last week, went the opposite way.
Yeah, you haven't been.
If this was one of those games that would be the opposite way for me, because it just makes so much sense that San Francisco would win, that Russell Wilson would pull this out of his ass, I'm going to go against Mr. Mile High Unlimited, and I'm taking San Francisco, but damn it, I will not be surprised if Russ pulls something off.
You're such a dick. You've just put some bad juju. Like, okay, here's the thing. If this actually happens, I think my wife would actually be happy.
Yeah, she's going to be rooting for the Broncos.
She's not a Bronco. In no way.
CJ, get yourself an orange three jersey.
Here's the thing. Oh, my God. You should have seen my house.
Your AFC team is now the Denver Broncos. You can ride.
I come home from the store, and my entire house is there's jerseys on every chair. There's my dining room table. The one that you gave me, my son's old 49ers blankets on top of it. It was like that's how we'd go deep. So I could see that this could be a revenge game for Russ. I'm sorry. With Jimmy G healthy.
And it being Sunday night. But that's what I'm saying. Sunday night, weird stuff happens.
No, I don't see us losing this game. We need to battle for the division. We're actually number one now. It was Seattle last week. But we're number one now based off of the breakdown. So I'm going to say we're going to keep this going. The Rams are going to lose. Cardinals are going to win. But we're going to get this and stay on top of the division.
You need a lot to happen there.
What do we do?
All right. So, Monday night. They do this because it's a rivalry. The Giants have looked not terrible. They're 2-0, which is astonishing. Playing at home Monday night against their rival, the Dallas Cowboys. And Cooper Rush. He looked pretty good. He wasn't rushed at all.
He does look good.
He understood the system. He knew what he was doing. They put him in a position to be successful, and they were. Now, you people want to say that there's film. Big deal. Still the Jets. Or still him. Jets, so Giants. Doesn't matter. Hey, Brooklyn Paulie, you guys are 2.5-point favorites at home. This smells to me. And 61% of the money's on New York. Oh. I will take the Dallas Cowboys.
Did you hear Jerry talking about how quick Dak could be back?
Yeah, he said he'll be back in 48 hours.
Yeah. This is ridiculous. It's Jerry being positive, and you can take it one way or the other. You can take it as an owner always being positive and kind of speaking bullshit, or you can say that he is full of it and he's speaking bullshit. I like it.
The Giants are 2-0 against the spread this year.
That fucks with other teams, though. I want to talk towards that because I think that is something that like really does talk towards it because now you have to game plan. You don't know in 2 weeks. What like especially with the losses they have, he's not going to be back for a while. But who knows? Giants.
You taking the Giants?
What did I tell you? Who's going to win this division this year? Even with the Eagles. I'm just rolling. Hey, they're 2-0. I'm rolling with it.
Yeah. Okay.
I know it still makes no sense. The Eagles are.
They're going to end up 6-11. Yes. But yeah,
you are probably correct, but I'm still going to stick with my gut and say the Giants are going to somehow beat the Eagles. Because, I mean, we talked about it was probably going to be either the Eagles or the Cowboys. Now that Dak's out, more than probably half the season, I would say, the Eagles are probably going to win this, but the Giants do look good, and I like their coach. Like I like what they're doing. The play calls. So, I'm taking Giants.
I'm looking at our record so far. You're 6-6. You've won six games in week one, six in week two. I won eight in week one and four in week two. So we're tied at 12.
Yeah, we're both at 12 wins, but I'm in third place. You're in...
Third. It's the same.
Oh, we're all the... Oh. Well, I didn't look at the numbers on the left. I'm sorry.
I'm like... and your name showed up before mine?
Yeah.
That's funny, because mine's before yours and Jacob's. That's hilarious. Shout out Jacob Hammond. 7-5 on seven. Week one, five on week two. I know. Yeah, yeah. I was cracking up at who's all involved. And then obviously pop up. Uncle Nick Mercadante. First week, and that was what was crazy, because he took Washington. He took Chicago. He took, yeah. He was crazy.
I looked at that was
and George, same thing. Basically, they flipped it. And he took Seattle.
It's the crazy people.
That was great.
It's fine.
All right, so this week,
respect,
we'll see what's
thank
up.
You for playing, though.
So far, not too bad. Everybody's kind of neck and neck, so we'll see. We'll get into it. You'll get this thing added up, and we'll get things squared away.
Yeah, we'll talk about everything on Monday. Monday night, we'll be on 1060 AM, Phoenix, KDUS. So follow us. We also are going to be, James is going to be at the ASU game versus Utah this weekend.
Yes, sir, Rebub. We'll be there Saturday, first game without Herm Edwards.
Which is very interesting that already happened, but I think understandable, if that's the best way to put it.
Yes.
Okay. So follow us, Instagram, all the podcasts, wherever. Just look up James L. West. You'll find it.
All right, man. All right, dude. Have a good week.
I'm going to have a better week than you are.
We'll see.
All right, one love.
Later.